This is our B moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am delving into our insatiable desire to have the last word. We're continuing our series on control, and one way to lose control is with our tongue. We've all been in contentious situations before. Some situations allow us to pray beforehand, while others can happen in an instant. You didn't see it coming, and before you know it, you're caught up in a back-and-forth exchange where you must have the last word. In fact, this just happened to me while shopping at Target. A cashier opened a new lane, and of course, several of us shoppers made a beeline to this newly opened lane. One lady complained about her place in line, so this man allowed her to go ahead of him. She then turned to me and said, "I should be ahead of you too." Then she cursed me, and the back and forth exchange commenced. In an instant, I allowed myself to be pulled into her field of negative energy. Although I did not curse her, I still lost control as I was intent on having the last word. Peter also lost control of his actions when he slashed off the ear of one of the men who came to arrest Jesus. Sometimes taking a stand can feel like a show of strength, although true strength is not determined by who spews the last word. True strength is resisting that pull into a negative space and rising above the need to be right. As it is the Lent season, give up your desire to have the last word. And as you think about that, remember these words. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. Share today's message and watch B Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, don't get pulled in.